Hey, good morning. Playhouse in the morning. 1-8-4-0 Amy Kane, Joel Deez. We pull a TRQ, totally random question, out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is something that is normal at noon, but would be weird if you see it at 3 in the morning? That's the totally random question. What is something that probably looks totally normal at noon, but if you saw it at 3 in the morning, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of weird. I would just argue somebody strolling down the sidewalk. Tell me you're not looking at that person a little close at 3 in the morning. Like, what are you up to?
Well, even at 4 o'clock in the morning when I get up to take my dog out, I put the hoodie on and I'm walking around and I'm always like, I'm on somebody's camera right now. And they're like, this suspicious person's just walking around.
You got a prowler going on here. Amy Kay, something normal at noon but weird at 3 in the morning.
So it wasn't 3 in the morning when I was going to do this, but it was later in the evening. I am out of windshield wiper. Detergent?
Mm-hmm. Fluid. Oh, yeah, the fluid?
Yeah, it's not
detergent's
detergent.
Definitely not the word.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about.
Clean your windows,
and
yeah.
So I even was trying to ask Steven, when you get home from work, if I unlock my car from upstairs, can you put it in? And he was like, it's late at night. Can I wait until the morning? And I was like, that's actually probably true, too. Like, it's dark, and if people saw you, like, why is he fixing his car right now?
He really wants to be able to see today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of the same thing when I went on the trip over Labor Day, and I brought my van or my mattress down. And I did it at 4 o'clock in the morning because I was like, it'd be less creepy, I guess, if I did it at 4 o'clock in the morning. But now that I think about it, putting a mattress in the back of my van at 4 in the morning is probably more sketchy than just bringing it down during the afternoon.
I would probably call the police on you if I saw that.
I don't know what it is. There's probably a body in there, though. Something just feels really weird.
And I did. Like, I carry it like this, and I just hold it straight up so it doesn't touch, like, the ground because it's a smaller mattress.
They probably think you're blocking your identity.
And then, that too. And then I folded, you know, a hot dog bun style to shove it into the back because I didn't want to open up the whole hatch. I just side door.
Well, normal at noon, weird if it happens at 3 in the morning. Tell me that like you wouldn't like absolutely soil yourself if somebody rang your doorbell or even your Ring camera bink blinks off, even if it's nothing, at 3 in the morning. Like at noon, you're just like, oh, what do we have? It's probably FedEx or whatever. Then happens at 3 in the morning, like, oh my, somebody's breaking, serial killer.
That would be super sketchy. Like my heart would get pumping just a little bit. But then I have a guard dog, and my guard dog, I don't know, does Pluto bark?
He does, and you know what? If he does that, randomly, he can carry on and carry on at noon. You know what? If he carries on and carries on at 3 in the morning, I'm going to be pretty like freaked out.
Yeah, you're going to be like, what? He's seeing something, hearing something.
That's kind of like, I guess, my cat when he'll have his like little go crazy fit and run around the apartment. Anytime, I guess it would be pretty normal. But if it happens, if I'm sleeping and it would wake me up at like 3 in the morning, I would assume he's like chasing a ghost.
Well, he probably is, let's be honest. Yeah. Because your apartment was, you live in the apartments that were built on the haunted
cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they transported a whole cemetery from over there in West Fargo area.
Because
it
was haunted.
Because it was haunted.
And they wanted to move that to somewhere less populated, so they put your apartment there. Yeah, everybody knows that.
You didn't know that?
It's only my unit that's haunted?
No, it's the whole building.
The
whole
yeah, you just talk about it. Nobody else talks about it.
Yeah. Well, because when you talk about it, invites the ghosts.
No, don't say that. That's going to freak me out.
Oh, that's awesome.
What is something that's totally normal if it's happening at noon, but it looks pretty weird if you see it at 3 in the morning? 237, it's you can text the Playhouse 35270. Beyonce, it's Y94. Playhouse, Y94, 7:25 in the morning. Totally random question. What is something that's normal at noon, but would be pretty weird if you saw it happening at like 3 in the morning?
I don't know about seeing it happen, but I've had some sketchy things happening to me here recently. I'm getting invited over to a friend's house at 3 a.m. Well, I haven't been there in the middle of the day yet, so I would say that was kind of sketchy. The fact that you haven't had me over in the afternoon, but you're at 3 a.m. on the phone, we're chatting, and you're like always saying hello.
Well, somebody invites you over at noon, you're like, okay, that could be innocent. I mean, there's plenty of not sketchy or dirty or filthy reasons that you might invite somebody over at noon. Maybe you want to have lunch. Somebody invites you over at 3 in the morning.
That's a little sketchy. Isn't that called a booty call?
Yeah, there's no doubt what you're trying to do if it's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, you're not making friends and trying to get to know each other. Well, you are actually trying to get to know each other better, actually, maybe.
For a lot of people, this is a tough one for me because I do a lot of stuff at 3 in the morning. I'm like up, I'm getting going for the day. I'm like, let's do this. I do all my stuff at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so it feels normal to you?
About 80% of the emails I send between 3 in the morning and 4 a.m.
I always think about that, too. When you send a text message, you're like, oh, it's so late, but I'm going to forget if I don't send it now or along with an email.
I feel like I always have to wait.
Yeah, until but then, like, you
even
forget.
Even if I wake up to a text, like, if I woke up, if someone texts me in the middle of the night and then I wake up and I'm getting ready for work and someone had texted me, I like to wait. I think it's, I don't want to, it's too weird.
So that's why you never text me back?
Exactly.
That's why. Something totally normal at noon, but weird if you see it at 3 in the morning. What'd you see for text, Amy Kay?
Somebody said mowing your lawn. Another person said vacuuming. Someone said if you see a car pull into your driveway. And someone said digging a hole.
Dude, you're digging a hole at 3 in the morning. I know you're putting bodies in there. Absolutely. It, you know what? Noon, you're gardening. You're gardening then. You're putting in a tree.
You could be. Who knows?
Why are you waiting till so late at night? We had a neighbor growing up, and my sister and I call him Disturbia because he reminds us of that old guy from the Shia LaBeouf movie, the whatever that neighbor was.
Okay.
He would always be out in the middle of the night, maybe not 3 a.m., but like 11 or midnight, dragging tarps and digging holes.
Now, dragging tarps and digging holes.
Killer nice. Frank.
Do you know if it was bodies or not? Like, what
we don't know.
For?
I don't know. He was just, we call him the killer. It was Killer Frank. He was our old neighbor.
And let me tell you something. If you have someone in your neighborhood that you see dragging tarps around and digging holes at 3 in the morning, you should call the police.
We were kids. We were in, like, high school.
You didn't mention a good old Kathy, your mom?
I'm
like, hey,
sure
Kath.
We told them. We're like, Frank's the killer. We always used to say that.
Oh, Amy. There's probably bodies in that yard.
Seriously, we would tell my mom that we thought he was a killer. I don't think they ever did anything. My mom was friends with him. So probably to protect herself, she didn't question.
You know what? Accomplice.
Oh.
She is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amy, she knows she what's is? Going on.
Got a real, I was going to say Bonnie and Clyde, but they were going around killing people. They were thieves, right?
Yeah, but I really don't know what he was doing. My mom always did have an excuse like, oh, it's just, he's getting ready for his construction stuff or, you know, it's work stuff. She would always tell us.
See, I used to work night shift, though. Like, I worked overnights, and then one of my really good friends in California, he was a poker player, and you usually start playing poker, like, later and into the night, so he always stays up late. So there's got to be, like, some people live their normal life. After 3 a.m. still. Like, you don't go to bed until 8 a.m.
What normal life? What are you doing nightly with tarps and shovels?
If you work, like, midnight to
8. Burying bodies!
Yeah.
Burying bodies. But if you work midnight to 8, and then you want to stay on that schedule for the weekend because you're not going to switch it up. You know, some people don't. So you go out and you do your tarp work.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So the next morning, was there ever any new bushes, shrubs, or trees in that yard?
I don't think so.
He was obviously burying
bodies. We don't know. I really don't know what he was doing.
And you didn't read, like, newspapers or watch
TV? It's not like there was, I don't think there was ever.
50
yes,
missing
I
people.
I watched TV and I read newspapers. There were never any, if there was, like, missing people in my community, I would have for sure called the police and been like, it's Frank.
He's like Dexter.
Is it maybe
Ooh,
a little bit?
Maybe he's a Dexter.
I think we could call Dateline NBC. Does that guy still live there, do you know?
Yes, he does. His wife recently passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Rest in peace. But we could be breaking
we don't know
some
why.
Huge news if mm-hmm. we dump this.
We don't know how.
Fresh hole. Go check the fresh hole.
But he's still living there.
Well, but in all seriousness, maybe we should maybe make a phone call.
I think we should. I don't know. We could have something huge.
It's normal at noon, but it's weird at 3. 237, that's tax 35270. 730, Banner, someone to you. Y94 Playhouse. It's Playhouse. Good morning. Y94. What is something normal at noon, but would be pretty weird at 3 in the morning?
Working out.
I mean, is that really that weird? Maybe you just got up early or you were trying to be the next Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You get up and you're working out.
No. 3 a.m. is like you're either coming home from drinking. Or coming home from drinking. Like, you're not waking up at 3 a.m. to do anything.
You sound like you hang out with Amy Kay.
Yeah.
I hear you. I don't know if 3 a.m. is as exciting as you think it is in Fargo. Take it from somebody that's cruising around at that time. It is me, the Sandy's Donut guy, And that's about it. That's what I see on my cruise around town at 3 in the morning. It's just me and the Sandy's Donut guy.
Is it
weird? I think you're thinking 2 in the morning.
When you guys see people out, though, when we're going to work, and are you wondering, what are you doing to these other people?
No, because he's in an orange truck that says Sandy's Donuts.
No. Any other person, though?
No, yeah. Like, when I wake, there's been a new lady that walks by about the same time that I take Jasper out. And that's my first thought is, like, what business are you going to that's open downtown at this time of the day?
There's
it's
a girl.
It's not Sandy's Donuts.
And the girl leaves same time I do. Her and her boyfriend, though, or husband, I don't know, they rotate on which one leaves early in the morning, and they always go to this garage, and sometimes we'll leave right at the same time, and they're either in front of me or behind me, and it's always weird, and I'm like, ooh, which one is it? It's the girl or the guy today. Where are they going?
Jim Bob's drug van, probably.
I don't know what they're doing, but they rotate on who wakes up early which days. I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. Was there any other ones? Normal at noon, but you see it at 3, you're like, that's weird.
Yeah, somebody said any type of phone call you would get. Someone else said tornado siren test. Guaranteed it's not a test. Someone saying I go to the gym at 2 a.m. Someone else said I wake up at 3:30 to get ready to be at the gym by 5, then work a 10-hour shift. Someone else said taking your kids to the playground and building a treehouse. And someone else said, I would say jumping on the trampoline. There might be a lot of early morning trampoliners out there, but I doubt it.
You know, the phone call one actually is a pretty good one because, you know, let's say somebody calls you at noon, mom calls you at noon. You're like, oh, she just wants to chit-chat. She's bored on her lunch break. You got, like, a parent calling you at 3 in the morning. You're like, who died?
Yeah.
Like, somebody literally has died.
That would be, I mean, even when I woke up to the text from Amy Kay a couple days ago, I was like, what happened? It was so early, but I woke up at normal time, but it's still like, and then I saw what time it came in. I was like, Amy Kay, no.
I think I am the worst for those, though, because there are times where, like, my younger years especially, when I would stay up so late and I'd be out drinking with my friends and I'd be like, you guys, let's call my mom, and we just wanted to talk to her and we'd wake her up. Now, like, on last Friday, whenever I had to go in the emergency room, we really had to call my mom. I told Steve, and I said, you are gonna have to be the one who calls my mom.
You know, I get texts from you at on hours all the time, but you always preface that with, like, I hope this doesn't wake you up. And I always laugh when I read it in the morning, like, haha, you don't realize how hard I sleep.
Okay, good.
You ain't waking me up.
I get nervous because sometimes, yeah, I either need to send that text or, but then there's times where I really need to get a hold of people and be like, this one's actually an emergency.
Oh, yeah, don't call me for that because, like I said, you can't wake me up.
I don't. I sleep with a fan and I am out cold, but that I'll wake happening. Up and see it in the morning, though.
Hey, a Playhouse fill in the blank momentarily. Pick your purse. Announced it yesterday. See the bags. Get registered. 194.com because Thursday start kicking out handbags. 194.com or text purse to 35270. Sunroof. 194.